It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Pot Brothers at Law and Mr. Joe Grande.
Yes, indeed, as we are all the way live, you guys, at the Counterculture Convention, otherwise known as C3 in Houston, Texas, at the George Brown Convention Center. Thank you guys for all listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world, 136 countries, and we love you all for tuning in.
Yes.
If you ever want to call and say hello, it's 800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more. And follow us on social media and check out the website, as we are the number one source for everything cannabis. Yes. At Cannabis Talk 101, or at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Wash Law. Craig's at Wash Law Dog. Blue is at One Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. And before we get to our guests, you guys, I just want to remind everybody out there about Viscus Vape, the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you can expect from the Viscus brand. Live the ride, folks, with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent, and super smooth cartridges on the market. Viscus.life is the website. And now, Blue, we have a very special two guests with us right now. I mean, we have Mike, who's the founder of C3 Counterculture Convention, and you can find him on his OnlyFans page, at Mike at C3.
We weren't supposed to say that.
Oh, sorry. We're not mentioning that one. So go to the Counterculture Convention, not his OnlyFans page. But we also have a cannabis model and influencer with us who was actually the picture on all of everything for C3. And this is Cannabis Kayla. She's at Cannabis with a K, K-A-N-N-A-B-I-S, underscore Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, and underscore hot as can be, and a wonderful personality. And the funny thing is, Kayla, you didn't know this, but I stalked you from out front earlier. No, so welcome to the show, Kayla, by the way. We've already had
time.
Mike on. No, you walked in. I was out front smoking a cigar, and I seen you outside.
Stalker
and I just felt your vibe because I looked at you, and I had no idea that you were going to be on our show with us. And I didn't put two and two together because I'm kind of an idiot that you were the chick on the model. But you looked, and you looked so wonderful, and you presented such a good presence about yourself. And all bullshit aside, I was sitting down outside. I don't even know if you've seen me because you were in front of a statue, like those skeletons out there that are painted. And I was like, oh, my God, that chick is so cool looking. She seems nice because of the way you just carried yourself, right? And then when I met you and walked by you inside, you said hello, very nice and cordial. And it's just a good look when you see super hot model chicks that are very nice.
Yes.
And that's my point to what I'm saying about you. And you came off nice from a distance when I didn't even know that's who you were.
You know, Joe.
So props to you.
Yeah, I'm an energy person, so I believe what you put out is what you get. And I try to put out good. There's not much good around, you know?
Well, I'm trying to put out tonight if you're going to be at the Hilton. Speaking of putting out, I mean, my wife's in California.
Here we go.
Yeah, my boyfriend's at home, too.
Well, perfect. Yeah, we got all the reasons.
I love that. Yeah.
So thank you guys for joining us. And as we get to talking to you, Cannabis Caleb, Mike, what a great feeling. What a great venue is going on. I mean, now that it's going down, we've talked to you in Los Angeles. It's going. It's live. You got to feel the relief of like, it's. How does it feel for you?
It feels fantastic. Now, weight has definitely been lifted off my shoulders. Very happy. Everybody's really happy. Great vendors, great sponsors, great event so far. So I'm super stoked.
Mike, let's talk about how you put this vision together, right? I mean, you and I have talked in the past, and you've told us about, the exact feeling it takes to get to, from the industry. I think you said you did your first trade show at 19 years old. And then now, you've been in this industry for, 100 years?
20
years. Because you've got to be 90.
Well, fuck you.
I'm playing. So how many years you've been in this industry? And tell us a little bit about that venture.
Just 20 years. I like being a host. I like putting my best foot forward as far as hosting people and absorbing their energies. I'm all about networking and knowing people that, good people that like-minded good people. That's really the big thing.
One thing I really enjoy and seeing about what you're doing here, Mike, is that I met your family. And when I work with and we do something, like your beautiful wife, I forgot her name off the
Angela,
top.
Angela,
I know she's from Scotland, and she's a wonderful lady. And then our guy Cam, once he found out Scotland was in the building, his Scottish accent comes out. Oh, Scotland! Oh, we're all from Scotland! It's like this American dude now is all Scottish, which was hilarious, right? He's like, I only talk American because of you bloody bastards. Now that I have a fellow Scot around me. But my point behind that is, you know, we get to meet your wife. I met your mother, who passes on her. I was like, hitting on her.
Your attorney.
And to me, that just goes to show for good business, right? Like when you have family around you, like we're all family within our, you know, Cannabis Talk 101.
Of course.
And when I see that, I respect that and love that. And when your mom comes down from New York and she's out here taxing people out front, that's
fucked
what it's
up,
all
right?
about.
Hey, let me tell you though, I came in early this morning, you know, and I like to be the, you know, first one in, last one out of my team, you know. So I know what it takes, and I've seen you here the whole time, and we've talked about that. You know, being able to walk the floor, be involved in what you're doing versus just sitting in some high rise and hiding from the whole show. I love that about you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then but I'll tell you, at the front door, your mom, someone's walking by. I said, what are you guys doing?
She was chasing people with bracelets.
Who are you with?
Mom harassed everyone.
Yeah, she was on them. And they're like,
I'm just happy she knew who I was. Because the funny thing is, Blue, I don't know if I told you this. I walked up behind you, and I go, hey, are you single? Are you alone here today? And she's like, oh, my God, who are you?
Yeah.
I told him he should definitely go for it. Just go for it.
Yeah, no, I mean.
I keep going, Mike, I'm going to take your mom back to California with me.
Take her to the Hilton tonight.
Take her behind the show set.
So, Mike, how do you, when you do a show like this, I mean, you got food, you got vendors, you got all kinds of stuff. What's the process in putting something like this together? I mean, how hard? Talk about it a little
bit. It's long, and it takes a lot of care. You know, you have to care about him, and you got to take care of him because, you know, we were talking about this. Blue was talking about this off the air before. You know, it's not even the amount of money that they pay you as a host to the show. It costs so much more, and it's so much more energy that goes into Lit Bar being here or Cali FX being here or Lost States being here. You know, it takes so much more than just what you see on the surface. They have to pack their bags. They have to leave their families. So you want to make it the right experience for them to do that, and they want to come back.
And that, so far, is what I feel. Everybody here seems to be having a great time. It's a good vibe. We look forward to doing many more of these with you.
You guys are family now. You're trapped.
Let's go.
And you know what? I hope so, because the whole C3 Counterculture Convention, when I was even out front, I'm wearing my Fly Soul hemp shoes. And people were walking by, go, hey, I like your shoes. I like your shoes. I go, dude, there's a convention inside. Go inside and vibe out with everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
And it was a family. And they came in and actually bought a ticket and started like, oh, my God, I'm going to come in and check it out. And it's just like, that's what it's about. Why Houston, Texas?
Yes.
Houston, Texas is great. I love the counterculture scene out here. You know, there's a street out, I think it's like 10 minutes away from where it's called Westheimer. And literally, it's vape shop, hemp shop, smoke shop, strip club. Vape shop, hemp
Let's
shop.
Go.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I didn't know that was here.
Yeah. Like, why didn't you take us?
Is that where we're going to dinner on Sunday?
Maybe.
The clams are amazing.
Fast seafood.
And as you say that, too, the vibe here, I've never personally been to Houston. It's so ironic that my brother-in-law is here and sister-in-law, so I get a chance to see them here.
Are they here?
And I don't know if they're not around.
I know
as you
here,
see my brother-in-law, I mean, he's so freaking big.
He's damn taller than every booth
here.
Yeah,
he's like a exactly. He's like
big
a booth himself.
Bus.
But the feeling here in Houston is unbelievable. The food.
Incredible.
The culture. I didn't realize, like, all the statues outside and all the murals and the artwork in this downtown area. I had no idea how this feeling vibe.
Yeah. No. When I came here, I came here for the first time about a year ago when I signed contracts with the venue. But I came here and spent a while here, like in the last 3-4 weeks. And I'll tell you, just everybody's really nice. And the culture, again, you know, between vapes and BD, hemp, adult, you know, adult products, it's just so there. Like, there's a hub. It's like a hub for counterculture. I love the city.
You know, and I think you hit it right on the nose with the name, you know, counterculture, because if you look around and you look at all the different cultures that are involved in this show specifically, I mean, it's beautiful. You got glass blowers, Delta 8, CBDs. You've got, you know, radio show hosts. You got
artists
and tattoo artists. And you've got, you know, people with
popping bottles with models. Sneakers. I mean, come on.
Yeah, sneakers. And just it's got a vibe that a lot of shows don't. So how did you come up with that concept?
Because, you know, odds are that if you like one aspect of counterculture, you know, let's just say tattoos.
Or models.
Right, or models, right. If you like one aspect of counterculture, odds are you like other aspects of counterculture. So the guy with tattoos, that vapes, that smokes pot, that uses sex toys, you know. So it's an entire world, I think, that everybody, and it's more of a community.
Well, who doesn't use sex toys?
Well,
come on.
You know.
Rookie.
My mother.
don't worry. I'm here tonight, so I'll make that happen.
You're
it's Cannabis
be
Talk 101.
Please stop talking
we're
about mom like that,
yeah.
please.
Yeah. That is so
funny.
Be careful. I just love doing that and having fun with people right there. We have Mike, of course, the founder of C3 Counterculture Convention. We're going to take a break right now. We come back. We're talking to the hot one herself, the model, Cannabis Kayla. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Woo!
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. We're all the way live at the George Brown Convention Center for C3, the counterculture convention. You guys, if you're looking for high quality seeds, head to rocketseeds.com. Rocketseeds.com for trusted cannabis seeds. Thousands of clients around the world have come to depend on Rocket Seeds as a trusted source for thousands of quality cannabis seeds at a fair price. Head to rocketseeds.com. And if you're looking for something like quality, check out Instagram at cannabis_Kayla. That's with a K for cannabis, K-A-N-N-A-B-I-S_Kayla. I just got to start by asking, how, Kayla, did you hook up with Mike? Where's this relationship come from?
Can I take this? I'm going to take this first.
It's funny.
Well, your name's Mike's not like, Kayla, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
It was sketchy.
You've been talking too much.
It was sketchy.
Stop.
Every time someone meets sketchy.
So I think I messaged her, you,
talking,
right?
Yeah.
So I messaged her, and we started talking, and then like...
Kayla, your voice sounds real funny.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Mike. How did you guys find?
And BizCon, but MJ BizCon was coming up.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 weeks away, and I was like, we kind of hit it off. We felt each other's vibes, and BizCon was coming, and I said, do you want to go to Vegas? She was like, could you FaceTime me? I was like, wait a second. I usually ask girls to FaceTime me, not the other way around.
Yeah.
She needed to know if you were real, like a $2 bill, right?
Yeah,
like, come
baby.
On now. I hear you. Okay.
I need to see your face and know that you're
Who
coming
is
from
this
your
guru?
Heart.
So what happened? Keep going. Come
on.
So we talked, and I don't know. He seemed like normal, and I was like, nah, I could honestly take him if he tried anything. So
hit him with a two.
He was like, do you want to go to MJ BizCon? And I was like, I don't even know you, dude. And he was like, yeah, you want to go work the show? Like, I was like, okay. And so we flew into Vegas, and I met him in the airport, and I was like, don't kidnap me, or I'll kill you. And here we are.
Nice.
And how long ago was that for the MJ? Last year's MJ BizCon?
No,
or two
it
years
was
ago?
It was 19. So yeah. Two, coming up on 3 years.
So
now.
You guys got a great relationship. It's been a while.
Yeah, no, we're super close. She travels the country with me, and she comes to all the shows. My wife, you know, me, my wife, and Kayla are kind of like, you know, stuck.
They're
like
three
amigos. I'm their, like, adopted daughter.
Yeah.
And it's funny
family.
Because this adopted daughter, I wish it was Scratch and Sniff for some of these pictures on Instagram. I'm like, wait a minute. How could I touch this picture? You have great pictures. You're a great model. Very sexy. Very nice. Like, I gave you the compliment.
Thank you.
Before the
She's
segment.
All right.
I mean... How did you get into this cannabis game like this in the modeling side?
Well, I want to say like 5 or 6 years ago, I started modeling. Long story short, I was in a bad relationship, hit a low, and then I was like, I somehow got into a photo shoot, and then I ended up working more with the photographer there, and I did it for fun, more as like an escape of my reality of being like sad and depressed about whatever I was going through.
Yes.
So like I really dove into that because that's what I found like happiness in, and then after I did that for a little bit, one day someone messaged me and they're like, I want to shoot you, like what's your rate? And I was like, my what?
Yeah.
Like I can make money doing this?
Yeah.
Like, and so I started doing that for a while, and I became a nude model. I did an international Playboy back in July of 2018.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
is it online? Can we see this? I always like to look at people.
Here we go.
He's literally going to pull it up right now.
No.
You probably guys, it's called back. Research, you weirdos.
Yes, I
she
know.
She did the work. I want to respect her work and research
Yeah, I know, Joe, but we're live right now. So
well, hold on a second. I
want to respect and research it, too.
Joe, where's your hand?
Yeah, where's your hand right now,
on my microphone. Clearly. Oh, wait, that's not my mic.
Stop it, Joe.
Kayla, so go ahead and continue before these weirdos interrupted you.
So I used to have another Instagram account. It had like 227,000 followers, and I had that for like the whole time that I was doing that. But back this past January, it got taken down, unfortunately.
That hurts.
But I've been kind of wanting to like get away from that, like do something different. And I've always had my weed account as like a backup. The Cannabis Kayla account was more or less because I was posting weed stuff to my model account and it was costing me work in some ways. Like some people just didn't agree with that and didn't want to hire me because I was so open about it. So I started the cannabis account to, you know, entertain a different audience. And then like now that my other account's gone, I don't really do all that anymore. I wanted to shift my focus to the cannabis community. I also do like a lot of car shows and car modeling and
nice.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we all go through, you know, different phases. I mean, I actually worked with Playboy myself.
Dope.
True story.
Super dope.
True story.
You did some music for them, yes.
I did
new
that.
Model?
No. I wasn't new model. It's not a joke.
When he was a girl.
No, yeah. And then I just changed up, but I still came out all right. No, I actually did the soundtrack for the Playboy Mansion video game.
Oh, dope.
And so it was a very fun time. I got to go to the Playboy Mansion, and I met Hefner, rest his soul.
Yeah.
Got to go to his house and stuff like that. But, you know, it was an interesting network and to be around. There's a lot of fun stuff going on, but there's also, you know, it's mischievous. It's a nice, mischievous world. It's cool for sometimes, and then sometimes it gets tiring and overwhelming. But the cannabis industry for you, how do you feel about it? Like, tell me your honest to God opinion. Like, are you happy being here? Because I feel like we're like the best family cultured and, you know, just caring people in the world.
Definitely a better industry to be a part of than the nude modeling industry or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
For me personally, not for everyone. I just like, this is what I'm more passionate about, and like I just enjoy seeing everyone else be so passionate about it and like wanting to help and educate everyone and normalize cannabis because, you know, some people just still don't agree with it.
But I think you just did in a sense, like you just normalized it for so many people because you just shared your story and you're so honest and real about it, and that's powerful and I appreciate it. That's freaking dope.
I mean, a friend with weed is a friend indeed,
oh, God,
as it says
for real.
On your IG, which I like that. So you're actually befriending people without even talking to them and letting them be nice and then accepting weirdo phone calls from guys who, you know, direct message you.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you become partners with
like,
them
yeah.
and you're doing business.
Airport.
Hey, do you want to go to Las Vegas with me? My name's Mike.
My wife will be there. It's like, what?
There's nothing funny going on here at all. I know I'm from New York, but don't worry about
my
it.
My wife and my mother will be there. My name is Mike. So look, you know, it's a great, you know, in my opinion, like you guys, your whole team, you know, getting to meet you guys and just showing like, again, how much you guys care and how much you guys respect each other and the conversations that we've had with you guys. To me, I find it hard to find, you know, business folks sometimes that aren't just so focused on business. You know, you have to find that inner side of you that can say, hey, I'm still human. You know.
I always say, you know, if you don't have passion for what you do, if you have passion for what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I get to travel the country with my family. You
yes.
know, and that's not just Kayla and my wife and my mother. You know, my family is on this floor. You know, so I get to travel.
We'll meet them at the airport,
Terminal 3.
I'm headed to John Wayne in Orange County. You know, it is great to hear that and see that. And Cannabis Kayla, where are you located? What's home plate for you?
York, Pennsylvania. Well, it's a small town called Windsor, but...
Oh, I've been to Windsor.
Shut up.
I did.
Why?
Yeah, because they had they call it the end of the world or something like that, where you walk to the edge of the this little water, and it's like this... I don't know if you've heard of the end of the world right there in Windsor.
She's only lived there her whole life, and she's looking at you like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I had to go into Canada, go right across the thing, right? Is that wrong Windsor?
That's no, Windsor. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's East Coast over there. But close, dude.
You know, you heard of Windsor.
I actually have no idea, and I'm not going to save you. I have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm not going to say, yeah, you're right, Blue. No,
well,
I shouldn't
have smoked before he started.
You got to get off the pot.
And you know what,
Mike,
Kayla?
It's your fault.
One thing I love about your story that you said and how you got into the game and your vulnerability of sharing how – it comes from a relationship. I just want to share that message with people of understanding that there's a lot of blessings that come from what we think are curses in life. Mm-hmm. And it's like to think you're sitting here right now because of a curse that you felt at the time, which was going through a bad relationship, but led you to go into modeling, led you to do this, led you to do that. And now you're here with us and you're traveling the country doing more modeling. Your page on Instagram is wonderful, and doing what you do is a direct result from a bad relationship.
Yeah, I actually was on lacrosse scholarship down in Florida, and my hand
You're
got
a badass then. You're actually really
got,
tough. Look
my
at
hand
you.
Got broken, and so I couldn't play lacrosse anymore. So that's when I decided to go home and take a break from school. But that's what like made me dive into modeling then, and then
So you got a mean hook. You got a mean hook.
Oh, not only that, you're fast, you're tough, you're strong, your core strength, your hand-eye coordination, everything about that sport is like so
go ahead,
much.
Mike, go ahead.
Everyone in my family played lacrosse.
She's 100 and nothing pounds. I'm 270. I'm scared to death of her.
That's what she I said. Meeting Mike on the phone, I was like, I can take him.
You're like, I could take him. And she was.
And literally, because you're a lacrosse player, I mean, it's running full speed balls out right into somebody on accident, not even knowing. You know what I mean? That's like lacrosse is one of those sports I look at like rugby. You're a real athlete when you play lacrosse. I actually never got a chance to play lacrosse, but I played rugby, and I know a lot of people that actually played lacrosse, but they didn't offer it to me when I was growing up. And as I saw it when I was a little older than I could have played it in my youth years, I was like, dude, this is like rugby. Like, these cats are out there banging with no shoulder pads. You know, they got something on their head to help them a little bit, but for the most part, it's not a football helmet.
Yeah, guys, lacrosse is a lot more brutal than girls, but.
So what's next for you guys? I mean, we know we're here in Houston, Texas right now at the Counterculture Convention. What is next? Where's the next event at?
We're actually going to be announcing it tomorrow. It's going to be Tampa. Well, we are announcing it. Tampa in May, 7 and 8, in the Tampa Convention Center in Florida. I think Tampa's another great progressive counterculture city. You know, it's, you know, very embracing Delta 8 and D10 and vape and the whole counterculture movement also. So that's going to be fun also.
Now,
I can't wait to go to that one.
Yeah.
Florida, let me
If you play your cards right.
I'm going to talk to your mother.
Are you bringing the bus?
Yeah, let's go.
We bring the bus. Have you seen the bus? Have you been inside it?
Oh, I've been in the bus.
Did you make it out of the bus?
I mean.
Oh, wait a minute. I heard they were talking about your nipple shot in the bus not being on the photograph.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened about that? No, what
Come
happened
on,
with that?
Joe.
Tell me the story there, Kayla. Somebody
I don't even know what happened. I was just
ear.
Told about
no.
it on the bus.
So I gave the girl for the my rep at the
Oh, this
the
is
hole.
A real story.
Oh, yeah, you thought I was joking?
So I thought you were being an asshole.
I gave my rep my artwork for the scrollers outside, the displays outside, the scroll outside.
Let me see
her
it.
Pictures on all the laminates and
it's
everything.
It's the same picture we have everywhere. Yeah. And yeah, and you could kind of sort of see the nipple. So I said, so the only place that artwork is not is on the scrollers outside because they had to cut and piece it together because they wouldn't let that picture.
They wouldn't let it
You could have put a C3 right over there, right? The areola, maybe?
It's not even bad.
It's not even bad.
It's not even bad, yeah. It's on
When I looked at the laminate, too, I looked like, where? And I had to, like, really look. I'm like, you really can't even see
it
anyways.
But they caught it, huh?
Yeah, they caught it.
You can't see them from here.
No, you can't see any of it.
I don't know, but, yeah.
Yeah, stop it, Joe.
I'd like to
Watch
see him now.
Watch behave.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, you guys, we want to do the high five with Cannabis Kayla, as we just did the high five with Mike recently. So, Kayla, when we come back, we're going to have some fun with you. It's Cannabis Talk 101, all the way live in Houston, Texas at C3. We'll be right back after this.
Let's get it. Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 live right here in Houston, Texas at the Counterculture Convention C3, Joe.
You know, now that it's going on, before we get to the high five with the prettier one of the two guests that we have,
I don't know. Man.
I'm not doing it again, I promise.
Mike, when it comes down to some of these things, as people are listening to us all around the world and they're thinking, I want to get in the cannabis game. How do I do it? How do I do this? Talk about some of the pros and the cons, some of the good, some of the ups, some of the downs. Like, get us into your head and your world of, you know, because something like this, you have to have a passion for, because it takes up a lot of your time, your energy, you're on the road, you're doing so much. But there's somebody out there that lives in BFE going, how could I get started? I mean, you were here in Texas, you're from New York. You don't just do this from your backyard and create a convention. You can do this anywhere because this is granted what you've been doing since you were 19 years old. But talk about those ups and downs of like, guys, this is what you got to expect when you get into something like this.
Sure. I mean, look, anything that you do is a roller coaster. You know, whether you, I'm sure you've had ups, you've had downs in your careers, regardless whether it be, you know, terrestrial radio or whether it be this, whatever it may be. But if you, again, if you have a passion for it, you know, you follow your passion and you not only don't, you never work by following your passion, but more importantly, you always excel because you love doing what you're doing. So if you truly love and embrace what you're doing, you excel at it because it's all you think about. I get out of the shower at night and I say, babe, I got an idea. She looks at me and goes, stop, shut the fuck up, you know? But like, this is what I love. This is what I think about. It's what, you know, when I'm sleeping, this is what I think about. When I'm in the shower, whatever it may be. But like, if you have a passion, you will succeed. That's my honest to God answer to any question that I always get, something like that.
And because you weren't in the cannabis industry from jump, you started off in the adult industry, so sure. It wasn't like it was cannabis the whole time. What is it that led you towards this culture of cannabis?
It's counterculture. That's what it is. I mean, even adult, you know, when you look in the sex industry, you know, it's not accepted, but it's starting to get accepted. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, totally.
So now, I tell people all the time, I think that we're in the we're going through a cannabis revolution right now. I mean, you know, none... Before us, before this generation, cannabis was like, you could go to jail for cannabis, you know, like
legit.
And,
yeah.
And now, you know, and some of us have, you know, and now you can't, and it's becoming more widely accepted, and you could talk about it with your parents, or you could talk about it on the radio.
You could smoke a joint with your parents.
That, that's what I'm trying to say. But like years and years ago, wasn't mainstream.
Your mom and I smoked a joint last night. It was cool.
Is that what was going on?
That wasn't
really. That's absolutely
I'm gonna get
fine.
In trouble.
I wish my mother would get high.
Shit, man. I'm just playing.
Where is your mother? Is your mother here? I want her on the mic. Right now.
She's out stealing my money.
She's working. She's out front. Yeah. One for you, three for me. One for you,
that's
four for me.
I always said, if your mother can't steal your money, who's going to steal your money?
Well, at least you'd rather her steal it than anybody else.
Exactly.
Right?
That's funny. Well, before we get going, you guys, I want to do the high five. But once again, check her out on social media. Cannabis with a K. KANNABIS_Kayla. Sweet as can be and hot as can be as well. But a great personality, and that's the one thing I really like about models that are out there doing this cannabis thing, because there's so many people out there that we run into, and in my experience in life that we've run into just in passing when I did doing FM radio, they just don't have the right personality. So it's good to feel your vibe and see you, Kayla. That being said, we have the high five with Cannabis Kayla. Question number one, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
Oh boy. Okay, I feel like everyone normally has like a really crazy story about the first time they
smoked.
Oh, it
doesn't. Everyone's story is unique though, and yours is yours, and I can't wait
to
hear it.
I never even first tried weed until I was like a freshman in high school, and I didn't consider myself like a stoner till like a senior in high school, and that's like if me and my friends could afford a $20 gram on the weekends type thing.
Well, that's appropriate. That's a great age to be smoking. I mean, you know, you're not a degenerate like myself that started smoking at 6 years
old.
That's
what I'm saying. Most
because
people say that, and then I tell my story,
home
and I'm like, I didn't smoke weed until I was like
my brother was
10
years older than me and going to prison when I was 10, so that's a dysfunctional household. You have a normal household. Yeah. You should be getting high in high school. That's like the normal thing. Not everybody's a degenerate like Mike and myself.
So it wasn't until I went to my freshman year of college at Coastal Carolina in Myrtle Beach, and one of my best friends was from Queens, New York, and she was absolutely batshit crazy and such a big stoner, and so like I really heavily started smoking when I was in college and just continued it till today.
And now you're doing cannabis modeling too.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Yeah, no,
you know,
it's awesome.
It's awesome because, like I said, you're so honest that you share your story with us, and I think it'll help a lot of people. So it's important to you know, get things out and have that conversation, especially with the, you know, 4.2 million listeners and whatnot. You know, so.
Couple.
Just a couple.
A handful.
No, but it's healthy, and a lot of people don't have the nerve or the understanding of who they really are in order to have that conversation. So I love you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
I
seriously,
really
like
that.
You know, people hide shit. They're scared to talk about things, and that's what, you know, harvest is a lot of bad energy within people, and so keep up the
good
work.
Yeah, I mean, like Mike said, you have your highs and lows, like everyone does with everything. It's just important to like not give up, not let the bad stuff overcome you, and like do what you love and don't give a fuck what anyone thinks.
Stay real.
Yeah.
Stay real. Joe, you ready?
Yes. Welcome to the show, Blue. It's question number two.
Well, hold on a second, buddy. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
What time is it?
Time. Time for you to pay
attention. Question number two. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
Joints. I love smoking joints. I love rolling. I used to smoke a lot of blunts, like heavily, and it was bad. And
yeah, but look at our nails. How could you roll a joint with those nails?
I can roll anything.
Hello.
How long does it take you to get those nails done like that?
Like an hour or two.
Two minutes. They're press-ons.
Jeez. No. She said, I wish. I get so high and I'm falling asleep while I'm getting them done. Like
the high-end model gigs that you have to do, right? Like, okay, 2 hours for your nails, your hair. Well, you know what? It pays off because you look great. Question number three, Kayla. Craziest place you ever used cannabis?
Crazy in what way? What
I mean,
crazy
could be going to jail, could be church. You felt like,
were
wow,
you
I can't believe I did that.
Were you?
One person said they're home.
I mean, I do smoke on the airplanes. I smoke
Someone
my pens on the airplanes.
Remember that? Like, because I never smoked at my house before with their parents. And, like, when I smoked at home, that was fucking crazy. So, to you, what is crazy to you? Like, I can't believe I did that.
I mean, like, places I've been smoking, like, Costa Rica and definitely Hawaii. Like, just being there, like, I went kayaking in Hawaii and through the ocean and stuff, and we rolled blunts and just smoked the whole time. Like, that was
and
awesome.
Just that wonderful spiritual connection.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Awesome.
Did you just really enjoy being out there?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I always liked that. I remember being on ecstasy out in Cancun and on the fucking thing, and before you know it, me and my buddy were out there, and I started crying. I was just so high. And I was like, this is so wonderful. Yeah. I just love being here with you and on the water and the ocean, soaking it all up. So I understand.
Question number four of the high five on Cannabis Talk 101, live at the Counterculture Convention C3 with Cannabis Kayla. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Oh my God. I'm not allowed to have lots of sugar because I got gum issues, hereditary, but regardless, I try to.
We all
I
have
know.
Problems. Don't worry about
it. I'm the type of person, I can't just pick one food. Like, I like to have a variety, so I have to get, like, something sweet and something salty, and, like, literally, like, I'll have 10 different snacks in bed.
Oh,
and
really?
Be
so, like,
them.
Have you ever tried both of them?
Try what?
Both of these nuts, as you said, salty and everything else. You described them so personally.
So
you
bad.
Said it right. Every you walked there's right no into that. She's all, I want them salty. I want this. I'm like, what is she describing right now? My nuts?
No, I shit you not. When I was in college, like, even playing lacrosse, like, I was one of the few that, like, still smoked because we were supposed to be drug tested. And I would, like, all the girls would drink and go out, and I would be laying in bed with, like, a bunch of bags of food and stuff, and they would go out for a couple hours and come back, and I'd still be in bed eating, like, all of the food, and they would, like, threaten to, like, take my food away from
like
me.
Some
and they're all hating you. You high metabolism, bitch! Get out of here!
Like some You're popcorn. Like, is it, like, popcorn and, like, Whoppers or something like that? Some salty popcorn and Whoppers?
Kettle corn?
Ice cream is, like, the number one go-to, but, like...
Who doesn't love ice cream?
I love just, like, cheese curls.
Oh, all the above. Let's As we're go. Sitting here with Cannabis Kayla, question number five with a high five. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why? It's a good one, right? You sit there and you look at Mike, too. Like,
she smokes with me every day. She already does
that. So she doesn't need her big hero, Daddy Teddy Bear, Mike. But who would it be? If there's anyone, dead or alive, random, I mean...
It could be anyone. Like
anyone.
My mom, yo.
That's it.
Let's go.
That's
Dude,
wonderful.
I tell her, I swear to God, my mom's never smoked anything in her life, like not even a cigarette. And, like, I tell her, like, if I'm on my deathbed before she is, my dying wish is for her to get high with me. And she better.
Yeah. Let's convince
that
her.
That is so random and so true right there, because so many people would say that. Like, we've heard their parents or this and that. My mother never smoked as well. She's been gone for a while. But it's funny that you say that, because a lot of people... They never have.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude.
And my mom's got issues like everyone else, and I keep trying to tell her how much it'll help her, but she just doesn't like...
Afraid of the medicine because of the propaganda
she's
been taught her whole life.
I would love to see my mom high. That would be awesome.
You know, it's and I say it a lot, is that, you know, we're from the United States. There's no way that we would start talking about medicinal cannabis. We're too conservative. There's no way. Unless it had medicinal value. And so when you have that conversation with her. And then, you know, tell her that all the drugs that we're all going to end up on when we go into comfort care on our way out are all highly addictive. They shut down our immune system. They don't allow us to eat. And so, therefore, we're not going to have a better quality of life. We're going to have a faster death. And a lot of people don't get that. And that's what this plant is starting to produce, you know, more anecdotal evidence that shows that people are actually you know, getting in remission when they have cancers. They have, you know, it helps, it heals. So you just got to educate her and take some time and not come from a her daughter point of view, but from more of an educational standpoint.
Believe me, I have educated her and my dad have come a long way, because when I was younger and first started smoking, they're always like, don't do that, you need to stop, da 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 da. But I never
listened.
No. And so, like, basically by informing them, like, I tell my friends to this day, like, I would literally go on and, like, print off articles about things, like, things relevant, like my mom gets migraines and stuff like that. And I would, like, staple them and put them in
the
bathroom,
the benefits,
so
mom,
they
yeah.
could read them while they're taking shits and stuff. Like, literally, like, I was like, educate yourself.
Yeah,
like,
learn
so
about
eventually,
it.
Like, my dad, I mean, not that he, like, smokes or anything, but, like, got into, like, trying tinctures and, like, because he's got, like, gout and other things wrong with him and knee pain and,
too.
Like,
yes.
and all this stuff that he talks about, like, it actually helps him, and he's a hard worker. So, like, for him to be able to go to work and be more comfortable, like.
I'm just curious, Kayla, because I'm getting this picture of your parents. What did they say when you started modeling, let alone when you were doing the full nude stuff? And now you're a cannabis model, and they don't do cannabis, but now you're, like, the spokesman for cannabis culture convention. And how did they react to all that?
So, my parents are very supportive. They're very protective, too, especially when I was younger. But as far as, like, all of that, when I first started modeling, they had no issue. When I first started nude modeling, they were a little skeptical about the situation, but they eventually saw that I was making a lot of money and I was traveling. Like, I was traveling a lot. Like, I would have flights 2 to 4 times a month, like, only being home a couple of days every month, like, for years. And so after they saw that I was so successful and that I was traveling a lot and I was getting to do a lot and I was making a lot of money, that they more, like, were like...
It became real.
My dad was proud of me. Like, my dad would actually brag about me, you know? And everyone's always like, your parents are probably so proud, like, being sarcastic. And I'm like, no, they actually are.
They really are. Yeah.
Like, I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is.
Yeah, and
support
so, like, even with the weed stuff, I mean, I feel like if I would have tried to do this at an earlier time in life, they would have been whatever. But coming into it when I did, they're like, you know, seeing it as
what's a progression.
Yeah,
it's progression.
Progression.
And they get to see it from all angles, not only hearing or seeing their daughter doing this, but, I mean, it's all over, state by state. If they're following the news, and I don't care what channel you're watching, CNN or Fox, you're going to hear about cannabis doing things in other states.
Yeah.
So it's hitting you no matter what party you are, no matter who you are. Mm-hmm. You have to be living under a rock to realize that, oh my God, cannabis in one form or another isn't affecting us. And now that we're here, even in Texas, speaking of under rocks, it's not fully legal here, but there is CBD, CBG, Delta 8, Delta 9, it's all that. Are you using any of those other products like that?
Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of promotional work, so I have a lot of different companies that all have different products that
try them
to me. And I love, yeah, just experimenting with everything and figuring out what works for me. And if something doesn't work for me, like, or if I have something and I have a friend or one of my friend's parents that complain about something, I'm like, oh, I have something for this. And be able to help someone else is really awesome, too, like,
sure.
to be able to show them, to be able to use that.
We're going to charge this fly rent.
It seems like there's one fly that's been following us in Texas.
He was on my mic earlier, and I was like...
He threw up
a
gang sign at me earlier.
Fly.
He, like, looked at me, goes, you from Cali? And it was a fly.
He was throwing gang signs. He was flashing on us.
I was like, damn, they're set tripping out here in Houston. It's the
Mike,
flies.
Mike, real quick, man. You know, listen, first of all, thank you for throwing this event, because our industry needs it. You know, and we appreciate you. It's a beautiful, beautiful event thing you've done here. It's beautiful. There's awesome people. Is there anything that we missed or anything that you want to talk to before we let you guys get out of here?
No, I'm just really grateful that you guys came and that we bonded the way we did. And now you're part of a family, so you're kind of stuck with us now. I mean, this, you're not going anywhere.
Terminal 2. Blue, I need to see you in Terminal 2. I cannot wait.
I'm wearing shorts.
I thought it was sketchy. Like.
Yeah, well, it always is, right?
It's like, you know what? We're family and we're all weird like that. Kayla, anything that we forgot about you or anything you want to mention or plug? No, just give her a call, 408. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be great. Give her a cell phone number. Find her on Instagram, though, cannabis_Kayla. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You guys, remember this. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.